Allez, tout de suite, dans quelques minutes, 213 Rock Vinyl Times, The Classical Radio, le groupe finlandais Moonshot en direct qui vient présenter son nouvel album depuis Helsinki, The Power, 213 Rock.
213 Rock with Eric Melodica on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio.
I look at this life, I see too many fingers and too many triggers. I wanna be better than that. I don't understand how this anger grows thicker and thicker. Afraid to let you in, 'cause I don't know what to say. You have a beautiful life, I've been cursed inside with the sadness of being right.
Oh yeah, 213 Rock, Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, en direct ce soir, Ville et Juicy du groupe Moonshot. Hi Juicy, hi Ville, nice to meet you.
Hello.
Nice to meet you,
Yes, nice to meet you. So Ville, I'm very happy for talking to you on air tonight. How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. It's been a long day. We've been lots of promotion today, but still standing. And, you know, it's really, really great, you know, finally to get this piece of rock out. And we're, you know, we're so excited, okay, you know, to tell you all guys about the power.
Donc, longue journée promotionnelle, effectivement. Il a tourné entre 12 et 18 tasses de café aujourd'hui. Donc, il est il est à fond. Hein. En tout cas, ils sont en journée promotionnelle énorme avec la planète. Donc, ça va durer toute la semaine pour eux en termes de promo. Mais ce soir, il est en direct dans 213 Rock Vinyl Times de Classic Rock Radio. Et le second, c'est le guitariste Juicy, Ili Koski. Hi, Juicy. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hey, how are you, Juicy?
I'm doing great. You know, as Ville said, it's been a long day, but nevertheless, I am here. Very happy to be talking to you, man.
Okay, thank you very much. So, guys, my name is Herrick Melodica. Name of the show is 213 Rock. Vinyl Times, the Classic Rock Radio. This is the name of the Rib Rock station. Tonight, you are in Paris. And thank you very much for accepting my live invitation.
Great.
No worries, yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Ok. So, nos amis finlandais hein, des Moonshot sortiront leur nouvel album le 26 avril prochain. Donc, ce sera leur second album qui s'intitulera The Power. So, guys, are you ready for with this new album to conquer your country, Finland, and Europe, and perhaps maybe the world with your new and second album, The Power, which will be available on AP26?
It feels really good. We are more than ready to conquer whole world, I would say. You know, and it's like, you know, the process when we're writing this album was really, really long and intense. And, you know, that's why it feels really good to be finally in this kind of situation in where we can share this and let the dogs, you know, run out finally.
Effectivement que ça a été ça a été long et ça a été très intense hein, parce que l'album est long aussi, beaucoup de travail et il a fallu une bonne dose de temps. And Juicy, same question for you?
Yeah, so I must say, you know, we got the Moonshot motor running with the first album really nicely and still, you know, the process for the second album was pretty intense and deep and still quite long. So, but finally we have finished it and we are ready with the songs and ready for live and ready for pretty much everything that comes next to us. So piece by piece, mm-hmm, city by city, we are ready to show people, mm-hmm, what's going on with Moonshot.
Effectivement, qui vont montrer étape par étape, effectivement, que ce concernant ce nouvel album qui s'intitulera donc The Power, lui aussi, hein, donc il précise bien que ça, entre le premier album Confession et puis là, le nouvel album, il y a eu, ça a été long. En tout cas, ça a été assez long dans l'écriture, dans l'intensité, dans la profondeur. Comme il le dit, ils sont prêts, ready to live, ils sont prêts à aller en concert, ils sont prêts à jouer ces titres en concert parce qu'ils sont vraiment bons, ils ont bossé dessus, ils ont pensé à beaucoup de choses. So, Ville, three tracks are available on the social media, on a digital platform, yes. Shadow Boxer, Black Note Spiral. This is your singles. Maybe the catchiest track to get the band out there. It's a Black Note, the Spiral. Very interesting track.
Yeah, I think that Black Note Spiral was, you know, it's one of my, you know, personal favorite so far. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, it's like this whole album is full of power, of course, but it's all about energy and sharing energy and about the big things than, you know, that just happen, no matter what we think and what we plan and how we would like to make things going. And this Black and Spiral was something that just happened. And I found myself in that kind of situation in where I couldn't be like less prepared for this kind of tragic thing that happened. And, you know, life just happened. And that's, you know, that has lots to do with the album title as well, you know, the power, you know, there's enormous amount of power, you know, floating around us. And, you know, sometimes it's positive, sometimes it's negative.
Ok, effectivement que le nouvel album Power est pas AS et a deux tendances, le côté donc puissant bien évidemment, positif et négatif comme il le précise. Et puis c'est une prolongation d'énergie. Hein. Il y a énormément d'énergie dans cet album. Beaucoup de choses arrivent sur ce disque hein, parce que c'est très intense. Et maintenant il y a certaines situations, donc il faut vous préparer à un gros disque avec des choses que vous ne attendrez pas avant la première écoute. C'est ça qui est très intéressant. And Juicy, what about Yes and Shadow Boxer?
Yes was actually one of the very first songs that I wrote for the second album, and so that in that sense, that kind of it was kind of the one of the main milestones when keeping on writing the next songs and so on, and also Yes was kind of an instant favorite of such many people in our inner circle, so it kind of, you know, kind of emphasize that feeling that it's going to be a big song for Moonshot. Mm-hmm. And you know, Shadow Boxer, you know, that is like that is a really powerful song as well. You know, I feel like songwriting wise we pushed to limits for, like, you know, how, you know, how high and, you know, how strong as feel the things. Mm-hmm. You can actually go with the melodies and you know the sense of fulfillment in the choruses and all the stuff happening in the song in the second half of the song, all the modulation and all the guitar solos and stuff like that. So it's like it's really intense. It's really really packed with, you know, sort of let's say TNT. So yeah.
Alors effectivement, comme il l'explique hein, dans le premier single, donc il y a beaucoup d'innocence et ça fait partie un peu du cercle de la vie. Hein. C'est dans le premier single, c'était Yes, c'était vraiment leur very first single. Ensuite, il y a eu Shadow Boxer est plus puissant. C'est un titre hein, qui pousse jusqu'à la limite donc les mélodies. Et puis en même temps, c'est aussi un hymne à la vie. C'est faut vivre sa vie. Et puis il y a aussi des guitares solos dans ce titre hein, et qui vont jusqu'au bout. Et c'est aussi le côté impact. Avec une puissance, un power comme il le dit, TNT quoi. C'est vraiment un peu comme une puissance dynamite quoi. C'est un peu la puissance du titre Shadow Boxer. And Ville, I think all the tracks on your second album are very different. The setlist is totally different on these tracks.
Yeah, I think that, you know, this album is kind of table that it's standing with 11 legs in a way. That and we need all of those 11 legs to make it, you know, steady enough for us all, you know, four members in a band to stand on. And it's like, I really like, there's no fillers, you know, all of the songs, they have to be there. And I can't imagine the situation in where we would take one away. So they are, in a way, they feel like they're your own children, all of those. And it's something like, you know, they're all equal and all like different and having like a different characters. But every one of them is needed.
Chaque titre de cet album possède son caractère. Tout est différent en fait, effectivement. Il y a une ligne de continuité dans la mélodie, mais il pense à l'arrivée effectivement que tout peut être. Et là, c'est dans le caractère, tout peut être différent. And Josie, I think it's really hard to know which track is going to hit the charts. For example, maybe Black Knight Spiral could be that track.
Yeah, it's possible. Who knows? You know, these things are always kind of really hard to. Hard to guess up front, but in my opinion, that song, you know, has the elements to do that for us. That's my honest opinion. And, you know, I genuinely feel that it's, you know, one of the, you know, actually one of the best songs we have ever written. It's a really good one. So, so fingers crossed that people will find it and.
Okay.
And nevertheless, I'm really proud of that one.
Effectivement, croisons les doigts en tout cas pour que le titre Black Knight Spiral pourrait devenir dans les charts en Finlande, hein, parce que c'est un super titre déjà. Et puis, il a été fait pour ça. Hein. C'est un titre, hein, par exemple, qui a été fait pour streamer. Because I like some other songs like Ride Faster or Supercharged Love. Hein. And did you work in collaboration with your label for choosing the single?
Yes, we did. Yeah, it was a good conversation and. You know, we all had our favorites, but on the other hand, inside the band, we kind of feel that in a way that if a song reaches the album, then it can might as well be a single. So in that sense, all of those 11 songs, if let's say if the label guys would say, everybody would say that that's the one that we want to use, you know, for a single. So I would be totally fine with it because, you know, it's really valuable to hear those guys' opinions and so on. And of course, we as a band, you know, we kind of love all the songs. They're like the babies, you know. So every song is equally great, and every song has its different ins and outs. But still, you know, the possibilities are endless with those ones. And you know, so whatever the label guys say is really valuable.
Ok, alors oui, effectivement qu'ils ont eu une bonne conversation avec le label, effectivement concernant les 11 titres de cet album et lesquels pourraient être choisis. Ils ont laissé effectivement avec le label, ils ont eu cette conversation et puis ils ont choisi effectivement tous ensemble ces 3 titres. Donc ils pensent que c'est une bonne combinaison de travail pour effectivement et de bonnes opinions, hein. c'est ce qu'ils souhaitaient. Donc il y a eu effectivement quelques divergences sur des titres, certains voulaient ce titre-là, d'autres voulaient peut-être d'autres choses. Moi j'avais un choix pour Ride Faster par exemple ou Supercharged Love, que je trouve ces deux titres différents aussi mais très accessibles en tout cas et très intéressants. So, Ville, on your first single released 5 months ago, Always Yes, at the beginning of the music video, there is a United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. All human beings are born free and equal of dignity and rights. Yeah. Do you really believe that the rights to live freely in respected right now?
I think that, you know, it was when we had this talk with the director, Sami Johansson, whether we are having those texts and this kind of bold statement there, we kind of made the decision that we are having this kind of message that, you know, we all of us, we're having like an equal rights to do things and we're on the same level, no matter what, where are you coming, what is your race and what is your history, what about, you know, your, you know, hair color or anything. And it's like, we thought that, okay, maybe it's our time to, you know, speak out instead of not to speak out. Because in a way, it feels that, you know, silence is an active, you know, thing as well. So you can act by being silent. So we decided other way around. So we wanted to make this kind of statement that we are equal and we really believe in that kind of, you know, things in this band.
Ok, le groupe effectivement croit dans les droits humains, effectivement, ceux de la Déclaration universelle des droits de l'homme, et c'est ce qu'ils pensent vraiment. Hein. Ça, c'est très important pour eux. And Juicy, maybe about the Declaration of United Nations Universal of Declaration of Human Rights, because Finland joined NATO in last year, in April 2023. Maybe there is a relation.
Yeah, I suppose to some extent, you know, the situation in Ukraine and in Europe and worldwide, you know, it has, you know, made us think things more carefully, and that's one of the reasons that it's even more important to bring this in the front, you know. So yes.
Effectivement qu'il y a une relation, alors donc j'avais bien vu hein, parce que la Finlande l'an passé donc sont rentrés dans l'OTAN et donc en avril 2023, alors oui, cette déclaration universelle avec la Finlande qui rentre dans l'OTAN, oui, il y avait une relation effectivement, donc c'était bien vu. I think the human value is very important for the banner, as you said, Ville.
Yeah, of course, it's like I kind of believe, and I believe that I'm speaking on behalf of whole band, that we kind of believe that there's kind of like feeling and kind of that you really know what kind of things are right when you are living and when you are doing things, and it's really important to act how you feel. For example, if you're in a metro and something like bad happens or something shitty happens, you have to, you know, stand up and do something instead of staying there on your own seat and not to do anything. And I think this is right, you know, pretty important, but it's really tricky because that kind of things that are quite simple when I say now, they are super, you know, difficult to do in everyday life when you just, you know, happen to run into that kind of situation in where this kind of shit happens. Mm-hmm. So,
okay. Alors, comme il explique, Villet, donc, il parle au nom de son groupe, hein, effectivement, que les valeurs humaines sont très importantes. Donc, effectivement, on le répète à nouveau. Et il donne l'exemple, hein, par exemple, dans le métro, il peut avoir un problème qui se passe, une attaque, n'importe quoi. Donc, il compte effectivement sur le côté humain pour aider les victimes, effectivement. C'est ça, en fait, hein, les droits humains, cette valeur humaine. Et il attend beaucoup là-dessus sur la valeur humaine. Et il parle au nom de son groupe, hein, pour dire cela, quoi. Yeah, I'm talking about the music video of Shadow Boxer. The band sent a positive message to your fans, written in red at the beginning.
Yeah, definitely. You know, us Moonshot, we are all about, you know, first and foremost, playing live. And of course, that live situation is like really, really important for us. And it's a chance for us to bring out a positive message and equal principles, you know, towards all the fans and all the people that come to our show. So definitely that is important.
Comme il le dit, c'est une chance pour eux, hein, d'envoyer effectivement des messages positifs à travers effectivement leur musique, leur style et surtout leur musique vidéo. Hein. And Ville, you ask your fans to capture your feeling, I guess.
Yeah, we have always thought that this is not about us only. It's, you know, Moonshot is about the fans, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any sense that if we are playing somewhere without audience. And Moonshot needs its audience, and it's all about this dialogue between the band and the people who are watching the show. And if we are sending some kind of energy to the audience, we're getting it back from the audience, and audience is giving their flavor for this kind of message as well. And then we are bringing it back, and that's, you know, it makes it to be like never ending machine. like it's just you know, beautiful things start to happen, and it's like, you know, that's all about, you know, in this band, that we're here for the fans, and fans, of course, they need us as well.
Effectivement, que Moonshot, hein, comme il l'explique, Villet, c'est pour les fans. C'est ça, c'est de la musique effectivement pour les fans. Ils y tiennent absolument. Ils tiennent à voir ce dialogue avec les fans. Ils tiennent à voir ce côté énergie avec l'audience. C'est ce qui précise. Hein. Il y a vraiment ce côté qu'ils donnent. Ils souhaitent que les fans capturent leur feeling. Hein. And Juicy, you want to be very close. I think the band need to be very close to your fans from around the world, because the feedback from your fans is excellent from YouTube.
Yeah, that's, we are really, really, you know, emphasizing that and trying our best, you know, after every show to go to the audience and go to the merchandise desk and meet and greet people, whoever wants to come talk to us. And, you know, that is like the, you know, the one of the most valuable things in doing this whole thing, you know, the fans and meeting those people live in live situations and on the road. So
okay,
it is indeed very, very important, you know.
Ah, effectivement, qu'ils veulent être très très proches de leurs fans, comme il explique à la sortie de leur concert, toujours au niveau merchandising, les meet and greet, ils sont là, ils sont disponibles pour eux, et c'est vraiment ce qui est important. And Ville, one of your fans wrote a very good message. He said, one day I'm going to do a riff with Henka, your best player.
Okay.
Yeah. There is a great connection between the band plus your fans. Very great connection. I felt that.
In a way, I kind of think that after all, in the end of the day, we're all just humans. It doesn't matter, are you playing in a band or are you a carpenter or are you, you know, reading news on the radio. It's all about the same thing. And it's like, that's why we just want to be, you know, with our fans, and we want to share, you know, the ideas. And it's like, the way I would like to see like Moonshot people, it's like, I wanted us to be like a tribe, like instead of band and fans, we can do something together, and we can, you know, make this tribe and have a good parties, you know, night after night, and, you know, just like to spend our life in the best possible way. You know.
Comme il le dit, vivre en tribu en fait avec les fans. Ils sont en tribu, tribe, et c'est ça, avec les fans, et ensemble vivre de bons moments, des good parties, des bons concerts. C'est une grande famille. Voilà ce qu'il faut comprendre, en tout cas, en direct ce soir, 213 Rock Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio, Moonshot, qui viennent présenter le nouvel album qui sera disponible, le Z-Power, le 26 avril prochain. Josie Ilikoski, le guitar player, et Ville Malia, le chanteur du groupe, en direct. So guys, Black Nut Spiral, this track is absolutely completely crazy, because this sound is alternative rock and the music video is like a machine washing the world with our minds.
Yeah, in a way.
That's well put, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I think that this whole thing that we called Planet Earth and Live, I think that it's really big, huge, happy washing machine. Sometimes it's not that happy as well, but you know, it's like, you know, it's like sometimes I keep wondering what is happening here, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but still it's like every day feels like a mess.
Alors oui, effectivement, que le titre Black Nut Spiral, c'est quelque chose de très spécial, hein. Même il y a un côté alternative rock, il y a un côté effectivement un petit peu métal, il y a des tendances progressives, et le clip vidéo est très intéressant et très, la réalisation est vraiment très jolie. On y voit effectivement des machines à laver, on y voit le monde dans lequel on vit, on y voit un monde futuriste, et tout ça c'est lavé par les machines avec nos esprits. Et comme il l'explique, hein, c'est un peu la tendance actuelle, hein. C'est exactement ce qui se passe un petit peu en ce moment. C'est dans les, tout est expliqué dans les images. Donc pour ça, il faut absolument regarder le clip vidéo. And Jussi, would you like to add something about Black Nut Spiral music video?
No, I think Ville put it really well, you know. And also, you know, we had great fun filming those live parts as well. So as, you know, Sami Joensuu, the director who has directed all our music videos, made an amazing job once again and picked out a great location for the live footage as well. So had great fun doing that.
Mm-hmm. Effectivement, que le directeur, le mec là, qui a réalisé le clip, il a fait un travail énorme, et ça il le tenait à le souligner, en tout cas Jussi, effectivement, quoi. And 213 Rock Vinyl Times the Classic Rock Radio, donc je disais Ville et Jussi en direct du groupe Moonshot. And I think there will be a fourth music videos coming, maybe available for the release of the new album very in April, maybe a next music video.
Yeah. Actually we're preparing it.
I think the track is a secret yet. Huh?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. But not for long.
Yeah, but I think it will be Z-Power. But for me, it will be Z-Power. Or maybe Supercharged Love. I love this track. Supercharged Love is a very cool track.
Good choices, yes.
Okay. So just before the end, please, two more questions. Jussi and Ville, what experience do you keep from your first album, Confession?
And, you know, because every band has a chance to make the first album only once. And then when you do the first album, everything is possible. And that is a great thing. But on the other hand, that could be a bad thing, because you sort of have the endless opportunities to decide what kind of style you want to play and so on. But still, that was something that I'm really glad I got the chance to live again, making the forming a new band and making a great first album.
Ok, alors comme il l'explique, hein, c'est vraiment une véritable expérience d'avoir fait ce premier album, et d'ailleurs ça a servi pour le deuxième. Il s'est passé beaucoup de choses, beaucoup d'histoires, effectivement, et puis remercie en tout cas la divinité pour être encore là aujourd'hui et avoir fait ce deuxième album. Anvile, same question for you, please.
Yeah, I was just thinking that we made three European tours with this first album, Confession, and every night and every morning when I woke up, you know, in our nightliner, I wondered that how the hell I have deserved this kind of thing, you know, that I can be here with those good guys and I'm able to be, you know, to travel, and I can, you know, hang out with those guys, and we can, you know, play those great shows night after night. And then it's like, you know, it's like a dream come true. So, you know, I can't imagine any better careers or work that I could do. So I'm really, really pleased and happy about this kind of thing that happened in my life, you know?
Effectivement, avec leur premier album Confession, donc ils ont fait trois tournées européennes déjà pour pouvoir le promotionner. Comme il en a réfléchi, hein, jour et nuit, effectivement, il pense qu'il fait le meilleur job du monde, ça c'était important. Il pense que le groupe mérite effectivement tout le travail, tout le soin qu'ils ont apporté, qu'ils ont joué des super shows, et ouais, ils en gardent une expérience incroyable. So guys, in May, you will be on stage in Helsinki, right?
Yeah,
in Club Tavastia, and then something very biggest, Summer Breeze Festival for this summer in Germany.
Yeah,
that's right.
Oh, I think it will be a great experience.
It will be.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. 213 Rock Vinyl Times, the classic rock radio. Merci beaucoup. Thank guys for this live interview. Villay, do you have a message for the audience tonight, please?
Stay strong, stay, you know, true to yourself, and keep on, keep it on.
Okay. And you see?
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. And don't forget to check our album out. It's out April 26.
Okay, 213 Rock Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio. Je rappelle, l'album The Power sera disponible le 26 avril prochain. C'était donc en direct ce soir Juicy et Villay. Tout de suite, voici le single Blackened Spiral, les Moonshots. 213 Rock Vinyl Times, The Classic Rock Radio.